He really did look angry, and unfortunately, because he was so drunk, a good deal of saliva came spilling out of his mouth. He tried to wipe it away with the back of his hand, but ended up smearing it into the long black hairs of his beard.
"Isn't there one thing I can ask of you that you won't disregard?" he went on. "I want to see Sayuri in Hakone. You could just reply, 'Yes, Baron,' and be done with it."
"Yes, Baron."
"Fine," said the Baron.
He leaned back on his stool again and took a handkerchief from his pocket to wipe his face clean. "I was very sorry for Mameha, but it would be an understatement to say I felt excited at the prospect of attending the Baron's party. Every time I thought of it in the rickshaw back to Gion, I think my ears turned red. I was terribly afraid Mameha would notice, but she just stared out to the side and never spoke a word until the end of our ride, when she turned to me and said, 'Sayuri, you must be very careful in Hakone.'"
"Yes, ma'am, I will," I replied.
Keep in mind that an apprentice on the point of having her mizwage is like a meal served on the table. No man will wish to eat it if he hears a suggestion that some other man has taken a bite. I couldn't quite look her in the eye after she said this. I knew perfectly well she was talking about the Baron.